Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Leilui Nishmas from Naftali Be'er Bicheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Tzadik Tes. The Gemara on the end of Amud Beis brings us the opinion that says, Ein Begidin B'Nois En Tam. Not like our Mishnah that says, the Gidanoshe that's cooked with the rest of the meat, the Gidanoshe transfers taste to the rest of the meat. But Rabbi Shmuel B'Noshe Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breka says, Ein Begidin B'Nois En Tam. And that's what we pass in the halacha, that gidim don't give taste, they don't transfer taste. The Rechaim, on Vayishlach, Bereishis, Preklam, and Beis, Pasuk, Lam, and Gimel, already mentions that the idea of Ein Begidim, Nois, and Tam is to tell you that the gidim, the gidanoshe, represents the klipa, it represents the bad in the world. And the bad has no taste. Only something which has gedusha, which has taharo, has taste. Yes, as the tam has something flavor of what we're doing in this world. But the tumo and the klipa, they have no taste. Ain't begidim b'nois en tam. Kivan she'nekro gdusha mimenu. That's what the Aruch Chaim says. And add to this, where Tzadik HaKohen writes, and Koimit Samincha Chalak Beis towards the end. There, as we mentioned earlier, the Tzadik goes on to bring four different explanations of the idea of gidanoshe. Api pshat, api remez, api drash, and api soit. So Alpi Remez, says Reb Tzadik, the idea of Gidanoshe is the Gidanoshe is connected to the Aver, to the Taivas of Adam. And by Am Yisrael, we don't eat Gidanoshe, means we're not indulging into Taivas. The concept of Kvishas Hayetzer is the Koyach of Am Yisrael, to be Mizgaber and Esav, to be Mizgaber on the Sotah. Kutuz Reb Tzadik, it says like this, it brings, the Zohar tells us that Shasa, 365 loisases is connected two things. It's connected the shasa gidim, the 365 sinews the Adam has in his body, and it's connected the shasa yomim b'shono. There's 365 days a year, so we have connected each one of them a loisase. Now, if so, every gid, every sinew, is connected one of the days of the year. What day of the year represents gidanoshe? Says the Zohar, Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is connected Gidanoshe. What does it mean that each one of the days of the year in the sinews has is connected to Loisase? Is the kiyum of the mitzvah of that Loisase gives the chiyus, gives life to that sinew and gives life to that day. So he comes and says, Agmar tells us, Ein begidim b'nois en tam. The gidim don't have taste, meaning the gidim are not giving you anything. It's just the chozek, it's just the strength of the body. It's the loisa says, the not to do. Just refrain from doing. So in general, that's idea of gidim, and specifically for gidanoshe. What is the gidanoshe's mitzvah? Refrain from having indulgence and hanah and taivus of this world. Just refrain, just stop from doing it. And that is exactly what you do in Tisha B'Av. As Reb Tzadik says, he says in a few places, the idea of Tisha B'Av is refraining from doing. You're sitting and not doing anything. Every day of the year, we try to accomplish something. But the day of Tisha B'Av, which is connected to Gidanoshe, which is the mitzvah of Shmir and not doing, the whole concept of Tisha B'Av is not to do. One cannot learn Torah, one cannot accomplish, one is not supposed to do anything in Tisha B'Av. It's as if there's no mitzias, as if he doesn't exist. And that lack of existence is the chiyus of Tisha B'Av. Because call a misabel Yerushalayim zoyche v'rebe simchaso. You zoyche to what Tisha B'Av can give you by not doing. Also, Gidanoshe is the same thing. What is the avoid of the Gidanoshe? Not to do. Ken lo yoichlu. Don't come and enjoy. Be shomer the taivo. Mizgamer on the yetzer. And seemingly for that, Reb Tzadik is trying to tell us, that's the idea, Ein begidim b'nois en tam, which we say specifically for the inyan of Gidanoshe. There's no tam, there's no taste, there's no doing. That's the avoido of not doing. And I add, that's what's called Gidanoshe, is loshen shichicho. Noshe is loshen nishia, you forget. As if you forget that this exists. A person forgets his taivis, it connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the remez, that's the yisoid of Gidanoshe, she'ein b'rtam, doesn't have a taste. And add to this, what's brought down in the Beis Yaakov, the Redziner and Parshas Vayishlach, he also says this idea that Gidanoshe is Ein Begidim B'nois En Tam, that represents the Koiches Hara in the world, similar to what we said in the name of Aruch Haim. And he says it's called Gidanoshe Loshen Shichicho, that it causes people to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes and explains, that's what it means when the Malach is fighting with Yaakov Avinu, he says, Lama Zeti Shalishmi, why are you asking my name? Meaning, I don't really have a name. I don't really have anything because I'm the Samech Mem. I'm the Satan. I'm the Yetzer Hara. I'm the destruction of the world. The Samech Mem is Samech and Mem are both letters that are completely closed or completely sealed. The person cannot enjoy from it, cannot benefit from it. It's only doing bad for the person. That's what it means, Ein Begidim Benois in Tam. And that's what the Malach of Esav is telling Yaakov in that point. Gevaldike things to understand in the Oimik of Gidanoshe. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.